on BBC One, you are there, all right? I mean, how... Do you still get the buzz when someone says to you, when you hear those words, you are on the telly tomorrow? What does it feel like?
Feels dope.
Does it?
It feels, like, phenomenal. It's, like, an experience we never, ever felt before. It's, like, uplifting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've both already got a pretty big following anyway, locally, because, first of all, Lex, I mean, you are known in quite a few clubs around.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us a little bit about you, first of all, come to Barney.
I've been DJing, like, in Ipswich, I guess, since, way back from since Cartouche sort of days.
And
I
went to it is a while.
Yeah, so, kind of built up a following that way. And then with the music... And then, yeah, me and Barney got together about...
So how did you meet them, Barney? How did you meet one another?
Well, basically, I was at university in Norwich. Boo, I know. And our friend Lex was round at the time, just completely coincidental, and had my guitar with me. So I came into the front room and there was quite a few people around, and it's like a little party thing. And I started jamming some of my songs, and Lex was just freestyling over some stuff, and it sounded really good. And Lex was like, you know, I've got this gig coming up in Ipswich at Arissa Bar, which unfortunately is closed now. And they said, you know, let's do a gig. And I was like, yeah, man, cool. So I turned up and played, and I got such a buzz from it. It was amazing. And I mean, I was always used to, like, I've been gigging since I was 14, so it's been about 10 years. And, like, that was the first gig where I kind of thought, yeah, people have actually appreciate what I'm doing, and I want to grab hold of this. Because, I mean, once you've done a circuit for such a long time, it gets a little bit stale, but it revitalised my love for the music. And working with Lex is, it's been good.
Okay, where do you go from where you were to the decision, let's go for The Voice? I mean, your decision to go for it, is that you? Or was it a joint decision? I mean, you know, how did that happen?
It's totally like a joint decision. We're like, okay, we want to step it up. We want to take it to a bigger stage, a bigger level. Increase the learning experience, increase just the whole element of what we're doing.
Exactly. Like, we've been working so hard, and sometimes it's really frustrating when you don't get the opportunity that you want. And we were quite anxious about it to begin with, because we weren't sure if they'd accept rappers or if they'd accept the style that we did. And luckily, when we turned up and did the audition, you know, and on the first initial phase, before we even see the coaches, they loved it, didn't they?
I was really shocked at first. So. We kind of got there to audition, and I said to Barney when we got off the train, do you know what? Just do it solo. I'll still back you. We're still going to do this as a team. And he's like, no, we came together. We're going to do it together.
Yeah, man.
I've been pushed to and fro. You've had time to let me know. If you need me tonight, you know I'm making that tonight. I've been pushed to and fro.
And where do you want to be in 5 years? What do you want to be doing in 5 years' time?
Do you know what? Really and truly, just successful and still enjoying the journey, and hopefully be in a beneficial position where we can help other people that are aspiring to be in the position that we're in.
Exactly. And I agree. I mean, I've always had kind of pit stops and things that I've always got in the way, either emotionally or in other ways. I know, get out the violin. No, I'm a happy guy, really. But there's always been something kind of getting in the way, so it feels like for once things are going smoothly, and that's why I've put all my all in Divide, because it's actually like such a positive thing in my life, you know. So, and it's nice. I reckon in 5 years' time, I'd be happy, you know, being able to have a little bit of money sorted out through music, living the dream, just kind of knowing that what I've done is been accomplished by me and Lex, you know, with the little help of your friends, of course. And just, because this is all we want to do.
And you come back and visit Town 102, presumably, in 5 years' time. You won't have to be too big. I mean, I won't be here. They'll have found someone to do the job by then, and I'll have retired. But fingers crossed. But you'll come back, and we can play a bit of this audio in 5 years' time.
Definitely. Anytime we're
good.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
It's lovely to meet you both.
Thank you, Nick.
And,